Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shumas, Parakut Aleph, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lili Nishmas, Maris, Miriam, Sarah, Basab, Yaakov, Misha, Her, Nishal, Mishnah, and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basab, Gittel, and Danielia, Zabrin, Spire, Rachel, they should be given for Zarashal, Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Hey tells us, Garine Truma, seeds that come from a Truma fruit. For example, a Kayan is sitting down on a nice hot day, and he's eating cold, juicy watermelon, and he has a pile of seeds growing in front of him. Bizmanchu Mechanson, at a time where he gathers those seeds, and he's clearly going to be keeping them, Asurais, they're usher for non-Kayan. He clearly wants those watermelon seeds, he's going to dry them out, roast them, salt them, and eat them, so a non-Kayan isn't allowed to eat those seeds. But Vimishlichon, if the Kayan just threw those seeds out, obviously he doesn't want them, Mutaris, they're permitted for a non-Kayan, because they have now lost their status as Truma. Moving on, a similar idea, Vechein Atzmeis HaKadshim, bones that come from Kadshim meat. Bizmanchu Mechanson, if a person saves these bones and he intends to eat them, and obviously this is referring to bones which could be eaten, for example, soft bones, cartilage, bones that have marrow in them, so then Asurin, they're Asur, which means they're still considered Kadshim. Bimishlichan, however, if he threw them out, Mutarin, they're Mutar. Now back to Truma, Hamursan Mutar, bran that comes from Truma grain is permitted for a non-Kayin. So we know that there's a shell or a husk on the outside of a grain kernel, and that hard shell or husk is called bran. Since that's not edible and it's not eaten by people, so that's permitted for a non-Kayin to benefit from. However, Subin, when we're talking about a more fine type of bran, Mursan is a very coarse bran, Subin is a fine type of bran, so Shel Chadashais, if it's from new Truma grain, it's fresh grain that was harvested within 30 days, Asurais, then it's also for non-Kayin because it still has flour attached to it. But Vishal Yishonais, if it's from old grain that's older than 30 days and it's dry grain, Mutaris, this Subin is permitted for non-Kayin because that means that there's no flour attached to it. The furthermore, the Mishnah tells us, V'noig b'truma k'derech shunoig b'chulin. A Kayin can act with Truma the same way he would act with Chulin. So let's say, for example, this Kayin is very makbid to only eat the finest flours. Fine flour in Mishnah terminology is soiles. Soiles means fine flour. So the Mishnah explains itself. Hamesales kab oy kabayim lesa. Let's say this Kayin, he is mesales. He turns his flour into soiles. He takes a sa'a and turns it into one kav or two kav. A sa'a is really 6 kav of flour. That means that he took 6 kav of truma flour and he sifted it and re-sifted it until he got only 1 or 2 kav of very fine flour, which means that he's got 4 kav of perfectly fine flour. It's just not his style or taste. So it's okay for him to do that. However, lo ya'abed es ha'shar, he's not allowed to ruin or destroy this rest of the flour that he has. Just because he's not going to eat it, it doesn't mean he could destroy it. He has to put it in a place which is safe, it's going to be okay, it's not going to get ruined, because it still does have a din of Truma. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Megura Shepina Mimeno Chitei Truma. He has a storage house or a storage room, and he cleared out Truma wheat from it. We're not machayev him to sit inside the storage room and gather every single last grain that he finds. Ella machabed kedarkoi, he could sweep it out like regular, but nice l'secha chulin, and then put chulin grain inside. He wants to now use this for chulin grain. He doesn't have to start going through every single nook and cranny and crack and crevice trying to get out every single last grain of truma that's in here. As long as he swept it and cleaned it like he normally would, it's okay to put the chulin grain inside. And if there are a few kernels of truma grain over here and they might get ruined because of that, no problem. It's not considered like he's ruining truma. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.